Did you like that first hour? Well, how about a second hour of Hollywood Connections with your host, Dawn Reese, and your special co-host, Alexia? Take it away.
Hi, everybody. Thank you to our second hour. It's 7:06 in the evening if you're driving home on a Wednesday. And I'm Dawn Reese. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. And we are here to help you get connected in show business. Now, I only open the door of opportunity, and I give you the opportunity with your talents to make things happen. And you really have to listen to all my shows. Go back to August on podcast on Tan Talk 1340 because there are Ellen Jacoby, major casting director. She can't wait to come down here. I'm just giving you an intro. And she said, Dawn, get ready for me. And she does all your films in Miami. There you go. That's a major casting director. I just talked to Kathy Laughlin. Hi, everybody. Kathy Laughlin is working on some projects here. And, of course, you know what's happened in the state of Florida with the film industry. You know, we have no films here. Nope. And everything has moved to Atlanta and Louisiana.
Yeah.
And they want me to get Rick Scott on the phone. You know, so I really, we do. That would be a really good show. So I've been putting, you like that?
You know what it was, though? It was that Punisher movie. It was so god-awful. They filmed it here in Tampa, and it just kind of ruined everything for everybody else. So
it's
going to get that bad taste out of our mouths.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that Red Tide thing, you know?
Exactly.
Kind of blows over, and you just go, oh, that really smells.
Kind of like that oil spill, how it just kind of ruined Florida a little bit.
Yeah. But a lot of people made some money on the beach, I heard.
If you
worked on the beach.
You made a lot of money, actually. And they're still paying out, from what I understand.
I heard. Yeah. Wow. The only oil spill I have is the Hawaiian Tropic on me. Now Havana Sun, because Ron Rice has a new Havana Sun. I had to get that plug. But anyways, talk about oil and spills. And
right.
Anyway, so Peter, let's go to his next song. And tell everybody who you are again.
Yeah, we are The Outpatients. I'm Ken Jewell, and our lovely bass player. I'm the lead singer, and our lovely bass player is Tori Lewis.
Hello, everybody.
I hope you're enjoying this because we're going to play some of their music, and they are performing locally here. And they're good friends of my husband's. They went to high school together, and he said, we've got to get Ken on with his band and promote. So here we go. Let's play that, Peter.
Coming around. Here we go.
You'll be coming round again. Coming round again. Wind jet setting off to Vegas. Then I'm California bound. Thought I'd see you when I got there. But you were nowhere to be found. From Chicago, we went to Boston in our minds. In Central Park, I waited for you. You made the leap for love divine. I found you. I found you. 'Cause I thought about you all the time. Your mind knew that you'd be coming round again. change your mind. Knew that you'd be coming round again. Coming round again.
I'm applauding. All right. Well, that's a lovely. Wow, I just
thank you.
Want to just rock and roll with this. So now how many places are you performing this next month? You want to give the rundown real quick?
Okay, we are playing Safety Harbor the third Friday night, so that's August 19th, downtown at the gazebo. We are playing Dunedin September 2nd, a Friday night, the part of the Starlight Concert Series. And then in October, on a Thursday night, we're opening Oldsmar's Oktoberfest, and we're opening for the Honkies, and that is at Tampa Bay Downs.
Oh, Tampa Bay Downs. We want to go to that, too. We want to go to all of them. Oh, I like that.
Well, we'd love to have you. Come on out.
Are the dogs racing?
Good question. I don't know. Are
they? The horses.
The horses.
Tell you how much I go to the dog in the horse track. Hardly. In the meantime. So, Peter, I know he's on the phone, and you had a question for this amazing group here.
Yes, I do. My name is Rodrigo. I'm a multi-instrumentalist songwriter and audio engineer. I have a little website called www.iamdrigosteele. And my question for you guys is, as a songwriter, and you know, I work with a lot of different artists, and most of the time they kind of give me references and they say, hey, I really want to write a song that sounds like this guy. So for you guys, where do you guys get your inspiration? Because I know I sit on my computer screen, I sit there for hours until something finally comes up. But how do you guys go about writing your songs? Is there, like, I know you guys talked about, you know, the inspiration for one of your songs was definitely about, you know, a woman that you saw on the beach.
Yeah.
So where does your inspiration kind of come from most of the time, if it's not something, you know, that you see kind of, you know, on the spot?
Yeah, I know. Great question. I think it comes from a lot of different places, and part of it depends upon how we start the song. For example, the song Broken that you heard earlier was initially inspired by me seeing this homeless woman, and so lyrics came to my head, then a melody line, and then we kind of put the instruments, you know, behind it. But a lot of times, you know, members of the band will put together, you know, just riffs, and then so sometimes just the music itself will kind of inspire, and you might, you know, at least for me, at least the songs that I've written off of that, you just, it's almost like the music just kind of speaks to me a little bit, and I kind of hear, you know, hear a song in my head or hear a story in my head based on that. But, you know, most of the time, to be honest with you, for me personally, and I can't speak to Steve, who does most of our other writing, but for me, it's really, it's funny you said sitting in the computer, and it's, yeah. For me, it's more, you know, if I'm in the car driving, a lot of times I'll hear a song that I like, and maybe I haven't heard it for a long time, and there'll be a certain lyric or a certain something that'll just trigger a thought.
And that'll spark it from there.
And I'll, you know, Steve and I are constantly on our phones recording, you know, ideas, and then we go back to them, and then, you know, I might scroll to something that I kind of thought of 2 months ago, and I'll hit it and listen, and all of a sudden it'll click. And so it really comes from, I guess, just normal experiences. Sometimes it's songs, sometimes it's the music that we write, you know, that they'll put together. Tori might have a bass line and mix with a certain guitar, and it just kind of inspires you in a certain way that way.
Wow.
Well, good question. You know, we want to give a shout out to Steve because he's over at Eddie's tonight, right?
That's right. He's out there. Steve McNulty, you got to go out there. Not only does he play with us, the Outpatients, right? But he's a big solo guy.
Solo deluxe tour.
And there's a deluxe cheeseburger, two for the price of one, on Wednesdays. They're really good over there at Eddie's. You know, I've been trying to see if we can do a live remote over there. That would be really cool.
That would be great.
I know, and it's right down the street in Dunedin, so you can go see Steve over there and say hi, and we'll probably pop over after the show. In the meantime, too, I have a question, because you play guitar, and do you know that I help out with Home Shopping Network? I work with an independent producer, and we're doing the Keith Urban and the Randy Jackson. So if you play guitar out there, now my husband and I have one, I'm still learning, but you could maybe get that $600 or $700 value of the guitar and maybe be on HSN for testimony. Would you be interested?
Oh, absolutely. I already wrote in my notes. I have to put a video together why I deserve the Keith Urban guitar.
Right. Now, you know Steve McNulty. He got one.
Yes, absolutely. I know it can happen. So I'm excited.
And
so
anybody,
I'm in.
I know. And so, yeah, Steve got the guitar, and I put him on HSN for the testimony. And there's actually, we just did Joey Mangano for the purses and tote bags. So I'm looking for ladies for that. There's more coming up, so I'll put you in that for sure.
Okay.
You definitely, and so do you too, Ken.
All right. I'm in. It's Tori's prettier though, so she should probably
and
be
your
on TV.
Wife. I got your wife too. I could have sent you in last week. My goodness, but we'll do that next time for sure. Now I know that we have Gerald on the phone. He's been very patient, and Gerald is in Fort Lauderdale. And Gerald, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. And before we introduce you, let's play that clip real quick with the indie. This tells you who Gerald is all about. This is about part of his life, but he's so much more. But hold on, we'll be right back, Gerald. Hold on.
Okay.
And we're there. And action.
Chance to have their artistic creations seen. IndieWise gives you the one thing you always need, feedback. Everyone deserves a chance to have their artistic creation seen and heard.
No, don't touch the thing.
IndieWise is a product that can be enjoyed by all. Even if you're not a filmmaker, artist, or critic, you're still welcome to come and enjoy creative original content from over 140 countries across the globe. Filmmakers and artists can upload their projects hassle-free, and shortly thereafter, critics, enthusiasts, and fellow filmmakers have the option to go to work on rating, critiquing, and providing objective feedback on such projects according to acting performance, direction, sound quality, editing, and so forth. The ratings collectively produce what is known as that project's IndieWise average. Did I mention this product is 100% free? See, with IndieWise, the option exists to uniquely express your feeling about a particular project using an emoticon. For example, happy, sad, bored, thrilled, angry, and so on. You can also share it to all popular social media platforms. And IndieWise presents a new and unique feature known as two thumbs up and two thumbs down to represent your approval or distaste of a particular project. Make sure you check out the live updates of what people are currently watching. Track your progress on your interactive profile page, reach out to other IndieWise users across the world, and definitely visit the latest page to see the IndieWise world in live action, including most recent nominations. This leads us to the favorite aspect of IndieWise, the IndieWise Awards. Essentially, if your project is nominated for the exact same award by at least 5 different IndieWise users, you are eligible to be awarded with a win in that category and receive an official IndieWise laurel via email as evidence of your award. IndieWise equals empowerment and progress for everyone. This user-friendly website shall ultimately change the independent film world forever and provide exposure and a voice for everyone who wishes to express their art. Get the feedback you deserve. Sign up today.
Okay, we're back. Isn't that awesome? So, Gerald, tell everybody more about what you put together.
Yes. Thank you so much, first of all, for playing that clip. I really appreciate that. And, my name is Jared Knowles, born and raised in the Bahamas, been living here in South Florida for the past 8 years now. And my background is in information technology, but I discovered film being my true passion when I was in my senior year of college at FIU. And basically with IndieWise, see, I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been a filmmaker that submitted to countless festivals and gotten tons of rejections from festivals. And I've also, I'm the president and founder of Widescreen Film and Music Video Festival, which is a live festival, takes place annually in South Florida in February. And unfortunately, we have to reject films as well because we get hundreds of submissions.
Wow.
But the fact is we're only able to screen less than 100 of them due to programming space.
Oh, my goodness.
So with realizing the way the industry is, and it's such that you have the select few people that get selected to screen, but you have the vast majority that get rejected, and me being the filmmaker that knows what it feels like to be rejected, and also the festival director that's had to reject people's films, I took the time to just sit down and think about what becomes of all of the people that get rejected? What about them? They still have a voice. they still are artists that need to express themselves, and they need an outlet. So I came up with IndieWise, which is a system that allows essentially a virtual festival where everyone has a voice, and the judging process, instead of that being reserved by a select group of people behind closed doors, let's go ahead and be more transparent about this feedback. You know, let's do for the independent film industry what Uber has done for the transportation industry, where you be the judge, you know?
Wow, that's amazing. You know, also, too, is you with your film festivals, and I saw you on so many national talk shows and, you know, down in Miami, and what a promoter you are. And I do have a question for the group that's here. Do you have a question as well for Gerald about your group?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. We just started to delve into a couple of videos. I'm doing some music videos and things like that. So I guess I know you're talking about independent films, but what about music videos and things like that for musicians? How is there any tie-in for what you do with from music videos and being able to distribute or get more exposure for those type of things for musicians?
Good question.
Yes, great question, and most definitely. My festival is called Widescreen Film and Music Video Festival. So we also do embrace music videos, and we're fond of them. And that the same goes for IndieWise as well, because, you know, Widescreen is a live in-person festival that takes place annually in South Florida. But IndieWise is virtual, so it's essentially an online-based platform. And for both of those, we support not only films and music videos, but a wide range of artistic expressions, including, you know, just documentaries, experimental things of that nature. We do accept as well.
That's really good. That's a good answer to that question. What about also, people ask me all the time, they have a band or they're a singer and they want to be in more films. You know, they go, well, I've seen so-and-so in this film, or, you know, there's a band playing in this movie. Any advice as a film director about that for people that would like to maybe get their band in a movie, and ways about, you know, how to do that?
Yes, most certainly. You know, as a former film director and also a current festival director, I could certainly tell you that it's all about networking, you know, and a big part of our festival experience is the networking. The fact that you're in an environment, you're surrounded by so many persons that share the same passion and dreams that you share. And basically just, you know, you got to network, you got to put yourself out there, you have to share your work, you know, and that's a big part of what IndieWise is all about, which is giving people a chance to share their work and, you know, to get valuable feedback, because you have YouTube, you have Vimeo, you have outlets, but a lot of these are just, you know, maybe simple likes and comments, nothing that is tangible to the point where it helps you to, you know, directly improve as an artist or filmmaker. And that's what IndieWise does.
That is so cool. You know, that's good advice from him. And we'll send their press kit over to you too, Gerald. How's that?
No, that sounds good. That sounds good. You know, I'm always open to work with people and help people, you know, to get to the next level. And, you know, while I'm continuing myself to try to, you know, climb to the next level. So,
well, you know, you've always been so kind to invite all my reporters there. And, you know, I'm all the way here on Clearwater Beach, and we'd love to have you in the station. You know, there's a seat always here for you. And please, if you can, make it a point, if you can get over here, and we'll get you out on that sailboat as well. And I know Alexia, our top reporter, I don't know, have you met Gerald yet?
I have not, but we've spoken.
Okay, and so what would you like to ask him?
So I was wondering, I know you said that you have a bunch of, that you have to do rejections because you're booked. How far along do you start accepting film and music videos into your film festival?
Oh, well, our submissions start as soon as the festival ends. So our last festival ended the end of March. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pretty much, you know, the first, it was, we started, it ended the end of March and then the last week in April. So it is like a little gap. It's a slight breather. And the last week in April, we begin taking submissions again. So we've been taking submissions for months now. And we the submissions end November 30th. That's the last day to submit.
Okay. Now, I know Calvin is here. Calvin is one of my new reporters in English and Spanish. And say hello in English and Spanish to Gerald. He's a film director.
Hello. Hola.
How you doing?
Yes, and so Gerald, I think he has a question for himself about you. You have a question for a film director?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your question?
How hard is it to actually make a whole movie?
Oh.
Oh, I mean, it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do, to be honest with you. And it's hard for, you know, for many reasons. You know, basically, you know, getting your vision together and having the final say, you know, on the set as far as, you know, how the final artistic vision should come to life. You know, that in itself is a tough job, but not to mention also having to manage a crew, having to work with different people and their egos, and having to, you know, manage their personalities. You know, it's certainly one of the hardest things you'll ever do, and that's why, you know, people tend to wait till they have, like, mega bucks to do it, because it gives them more control. But doing it on an independent level is certainly a mission. I think the best advice I can give you is to surround yourself with a team that believes in your vision and supports what you do, and that makes the process a little more enjoyable.
A lot of people, I'm getting emails from people, and you know who you are. They send me all the time. And they're asking me, Dawn, I have a screenplay. You promised me to help me. I don't promise. I open the door of opportunity. And do you take new screenplays to help people as well?
Yes. Yes. I'm glad you asked me that. And just to clarify, my name is actually Jared. With
Jared.
A D, so Jared. There you go. Yeah, I just
like,
wanted to clarify.
Like he went to Jared.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like the jewelry store.
That's
yeah,
right. Definitely. You went to Jared. Wait, okay, Jared.
Yeah. Because I used to say Jared, the subway guy, but you know how that went. No, so that's not a good comparison.
Not so good.
That's not a good comparison anymore. So I just say Jared, the jewelry store now.
I will never forget that.
So now you will remember forever. But yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. But
Thank you.
You were asking about the screenplays. Yeah, most certainly. You know, through IndieWise now, we accept the screenplays. You know, we would definitely love to have you submit your screenplays. See, the good thing is with IndieWise, being that this is now a platform where we provide everyone with a voice, everyone has a chance, and you, me, everyone can go and give their feedback. Because I feel like, you know, when it comes to film and art, you know, it's subjective. Everyone has a different opinion, and everyone's opinion is valuable, you know, as long as they take the time to really give, you know, feedback that is objective. You know, it's valuable, you know, and it can be appreciated, and it can help someone to improve, as long as it comes with, you know, a good intention behind it. And with that said, we actually are launching a huge convention. It's going to be July 28th through 30th, 2017.
Okay.
It's going to be called the IndieWise Convention, taking place here in South Florida. And we're going to provide details as we, you know, as everything goes along. But it's coming together beautifully. I'm actually in the middle of, you know, working some plans with it right now. And that allows filmmakers to come and actually pitch their screenplays to studio executives.
Wow.
And to people in the business that can perhaps help them to find funding, or, you know, to get their project made so long that it's, you know, something that is worthwhile. So that's going to be happening next July 2017. So, yeah, people are more than welcome. You could submit your screenplays, and it's free. We allow people to submit for free. There's no fee for IndieWise. Widescreen, there is a fee, but for IndieWise, the virtual one, is free.
Wow. How about like radio shows that wouldn't become TV shows? Do you have
radio,
like my talk show host here, me, do you have opportunity for, you know, the same thing? Do you help people get syndicated, or, you know, distributed to other areas as like a TV show, like we were planning on?
You're asking as a TV show or as a TV show host?
Well, actually, it would be for, like, Hollywood Connections, as an example. That would
as a show, okay.
Exactly.
Your show is your show recorded? Like, is it televised or recorded anywhere?
We are, actually. We're live on the internet on tantalk1340.com. And we have so many people to help people, as you know, just to give them the open door of opportunity, and it's up to their talent. But so many film directors come on, and producers, and we just had Ellen Jacoby on.
And yeah, I know Ellen very well. Yeah,
right?
She's amazing. Great casting director.
And people, you know what? People have been taken in show business, and they don't know who to trust. They don't know where to go. They said, Dawn, I've spent $2,000, $4,000. I've gotten headshots. I don't have an agent. I don't know what to do. So what I do is, if you have the talent and you're training, like I've got some girls over that were taking Ruth Eckert classes, and of course I brought in a top agent here from Alexia Model and Talent Agency. So, of course, Keith gave him the card and said, here, now the thing is, if you've sent things over, you've got to follow up. You know, that's
right,
really
of
important.
Course. You have to, yes.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm thinking because we would like to do a TV show series out of here with my show because of all the great and interesting people that we bring to the table to help open the doors of opportunity.
And right, of course.
Yeah. So I was asking if you were going to have that for, you know, talk show hosts.
For talk shows, if your show is actually recorded and you have a video clip of the show, you can upload that to IndieWise as well. And
I'm
basically,
there.
You can get the objective feedback on that as well. Most certainly. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We'll do that. And we want to thank you so much. Give your website again.
It's getindiewise.com. So get as in G-E-T, indiewise.com.
Right.
And basically, you can subscribe. We officially launch on August 28th. You can subscribe at any time. You know, we're open for subscriptions. We have been for a while. So you can go to getindiewise.com.
Okay.
And you can go ahead and subscribe. And, you know, just a quick shout out to my team, you know, helping to keep IndieWise alive. That'd be Jerez Bain, who's the chief developer and the chief technology officer. You have Mohalis Bays, who is the chief operating officer, and Gilbert Kassar, who is the chief financial officer. That's the IndieWise team, and Shireen as well. Shireen, that helps with the marketing and helped to plan the red carpet event we did last Friday.
Very cool. I know Jason from Talent TV Productions was over there and wants to meet with you
yes.
again.
Yes, so. A big shout out to him as well, and you know, and also to you, and thank you for all that you do as well, Dawn. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and we're going to have you call back again. We'll see you soon, and again, I am Dawn Reese, your Hollywood Entertainment Reporter. Thank you again, and any other questions? We're good?
No.
We're good.
Thanks
All right.
for calling.
God bless, and have a great afternoon, evening.
All right. You take care.
All right.
The best, and thank you for having me, all right?
Thank you. All right. Bye. So, again, that was another film director that I've watched and seen all the things he does. Does that help you?
Yeah, no, that's interesting that he's got such a great, you know, I always say with electronic medium today that artists of any type, film, music, whatever, have the ability to really, mm-hmm. you know, spread their music and spread their ideas in ways that it would have taken, you know,
yes.
too much money and no opportunities.
Well, back in the days when I was a model in Chicago and I had to send over pictures and, you know, knock on doors and keep the cab running because I had to run up. And, you know, now all of the agencies, like even if you want to be an extra and ladies and you can do this and you've done it, called frontrunnercasting.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that site.
They send you emails and then there's crowdshotcasting.com and you want to do extras for movies. They write me all the time. Hey, I need, you know, different ages or parents or grandparents. I'm like, not the grandparents yet.
Yeah.
Young grandparents. But, you know, it's an opportunity for you to get on the sets. And it's a small world here. Yeah. People that are in the same show business arena know everybody. It's so small, you know, in the music industry.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And technology has changed even the way we write songs. Kenny and his nephew, Joe, they send back songs back and forth. Joe's up in Toronto. And
wow.
So we're able to write songs even though we're not all in the same room. It's not like we're Aerosmith all going for like 10 days at some retreat, which I wish we could do that. can you finance that, Kenny? Come
yeah,
on.
Well, I'll write the check tomorrow.
Yeah. But that way we can each add our own little part or try different things and just send it around. It works great.
Well, if somebody would like to book you, they go, wow, that's great music. Where do they call? I mean, your email, your Facebook, your Twitter. Give all that information as well.
Well, our go ahead, Kenny.
No, so easy. The best place is Facebook, of course. That's The Outpatients, and again, it's key to put that THE in front of it because there's some other bands Outpatients. So The Outpatients, and then we've got obviously we're outpatientsonline.com is our website, and all our feeds, Twitter feeds, all that stuff is all kind of connected. I think the best is probably the Facebook, and Steve's really the guy that everybody goes through. But yeah, we're open for opportunities to spread our music. We're really more driven about distributing what we're creating. We're really excited about it. Obviously, we started writing much later. We've been around for almost 26 years, but we just started writing our own music really in the last 2 years. So our goal is really to have fun creating our own music and then having people enjoy it.
I love it. So Peter, let's play one more song. You have another song that you sent me as well.
Yeah, probably a good one. Maybe Now You're Gone would be a good song to get the place jumping a little bit.
Now You're Gone.
passion stays. Are you afraid to lose your freedom? Are you afraid to lose yourself?
Okay. What amazing music. And again, tell everybody your band.
Well, we are the Outpatients.
The Outpatients.
And we'll be playing soon at Safety Harbor a week from Friday.
That's right. So how did you come up with the Outpatients name?
Well, that one I have to defer 26 years ago, Kenny. What'd you guys do?
Yeah, so this is the most boring naming of a band story you're ever going to want to hear. So actually, there were three original members before. There were five of us that started. So before I joined and before our drummer Jim joined, three of them, including Steve and Pat Edwards and Chris Edwards, they played out. They opened a small, and they kind of quickly said, well, let's call ourselves the Outpatients. So they played out, and they played this one gig and played it back. So when Jim and I came on board, and we said, okay, well, what's the name of the band going to be? And they said, well, we've already played out. We're the Outpatients. And
so
that was it. It's just kind of stuck. Some people say, are you doctors or anything like that? And I said, no, it just kind of happened way back when, and it's just kind of stuck. And we're going to be true to that. We figured we're never going to change our name. We had the one time we said, should we change it? And then we just kind of said, no, we are what we are.
Wow. Now, have you done a lot of radio spots lately?
No, actually.
We have not.
We have not. This is
good.
This is our
exclusive.
Big stuff.
Yay.
Yeah, exclusive.
This is our premiere, our debut.
Wow. I got some ideas for you. I'll have to talk to you after the show. I got some ideas. I think that would be really good because of FM here. And then the social media. You know, everyone takes a link and they put it out there, so they're going to see this anyways. And then that would be great. So we're going to come back to you in just a second. And I know we have about 15 minutes. And Alexa, you have a question.
Well, actually, we brought a guest in today. So can you tell everyone who you are?
Yes, I am Drigo. I'm an audio engineer, multi-instrumentalist, and songwriter.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you got into music?
How I got into music, I was around 10 years old and wanted to play the drums. So that was kind of how it all started. From there, I got myself a drum set and I got into guitar, I got into bass, I got into piano. And so from there, I pretty much said, well, I don't want to be a doctor anymore. So this whole thing started, and then I started recording, and that kind of became my love, and that's what I do now. And, you know, I do a lot of teaching now, so...
And he's super young, and he's already done, like, a lot of great things. He's worked with a lot of cool people, and he's self-taught a lot in instruments. So he's very talented. Can you tell us one of your fondest memories of, you know, just being in music and helping out with songwriting, helping with music? Who is one of your favorite persons that you probably worked with?
Oh, wow. One of my favorite people. There's this rapper. His name was Colt45, and, you know, he showed up at my studio, my personal studio, and... I'm not really a big fan of just kind of showing up and saying, hey, we're going to record a song today. But it was really cool because he showed up and he said, hey, I got the song. I'm ready. I got everything. So if you're ready, I'm ready. And we knocked it out. And, you know, he ended up getting some pretty good turnaround on it. And I was just glad to, you know, kind of be a part of it and put my stamp on it as well. So
now you're actually writing a song for Alexia. Is that correct?
Yep, I am right now.
Can you just sing something like one first line of it?
I
Not yet?
No. We have a little bit of the lyrics already written. And we have a little bit of the arrangement. It's mostly, as far as I'm concerned, going to be based on piano, because I know she really liked some of the piano stuff that I have. But I'm trying to introduce a lot of guitars and a couple little breaks here and there to kind of keep it interesting. But the song, like she says, she wanted something that was going to be kind of uplifting, kind of like inspiring. So the song that I started writing is called Breathe. And it really just talks about how, like, at first you can't really breathe. You're kind of choked. You feel like, you know, you got to open the windows up. And towards the last part of the chorus, it really changes from opening the doors to I've opened up the doors. I don't have any more chains.
Very
and,
beautiful.
You know,
and
nice.
It's really exciting. Is I actually started working on writing a little bit of music, but I was getting stuck. So I'm like, I need someone helping with. And what's really a coincidence is some of the lyrics I had kind of sound familiar to the ones he written, and I didn't discuss it with him until then. And when he handed me the lyrics, I'm like, that's kind of creepy. We have like the same kind of feelings. So that's really exciting. Cause so even though I didn't write a lot of it or didn't help with it, it still feels like it's kind of for me. And it just is so exciting, and I'm really excited. But as soon as we get it finished, we can play some
for sure. Bring it back to the station. I know I had Joe on last week. He has a breathing equipment that he's selling. That Joe, that's another plug for you.
I feel a ditty coming for a advertisement.
Well, I know we have a Jackie. I know I didn't want to have her hold too long, and we've got about 10 minutes left. Jackie, you're on the air. How are you?
I am. I'm doing great. How are you, Dawn?
Fabulous. We're going to have you also call in next week. Keisha's not here today, but we're going to do more of an in-depth interview. But tell Jackie, everybody, who you are and your website for your pageant.
Absolutely. I'm Jackie Watson. I'm the National Director for USA National Miss Scholarship Pageant, and we are a national pageant that actually we just took place in Florida a little shy of a month ago, July 11th through the 16th in Boca Raton. And the website is usanationalmiss.com. And I'm also the author of Winning the Crown, which is a great book that just came out.
Now, Winning the Crown, is that a magazine or a book?
It's a book. It's a book that I published regarding the journey of pageantry. And it's got a lot of insight for girls either looking to start into pageantry or who've already been in pageantry, and, you know, just a little bit of a self-help type of book to encourage them. Help them get on the right journey if they've kind of steered a little bit, go over some, you know, little protocols and things like that, just to keep girls on track and keep it positive in the industry of pageantry.
I love it. You know, I'm so super proud of Keisha. I have to tell you, she has a girl. We have Beauty Queen reporters, and you can see that she's got a title. And me and Jackie have been talking, and actually one of her girls has a national title holder, and now she's going to be one of my reporters. We're trying something different, and we're giving them exposure for a lot of exposure this year, and she was just at Comic-Con. And
it's been incredible for her, and what a great opportunity that you're providing to these young women as well.
Thank you.
Valuable things that, you know, they'll be able to use in their future. So, yeah, Keisha's having a blast being a reporter for you. She's really loving it.
And plus, she's going to journalism. That's going to open so many doors for her. Hold on, Jackie. I've got something for you. I'm going to have Peter play. He's got two clips. We're going to play this. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, it's Keisha Valgas, USA National Team 2016, and I'm listening to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM.
And the other one.
Going live on Hollywood Connections for 106.1 FM. I'm your 2016 USA National Teen, Keisha Valgas, and right now we are live at the Tampa Bay Comic Con, which is so exciting. We are about to go to many voiceover panels downstairs, where we're going to meet many of the cartoon voiceovers, going to meet some celebrities, so this is going to be really exciting. Stay tuned for more videos, photos. This is going to be one you won't want to miss.
And my question is, are you doing any radio interviews that we can get you on our show?
I'm hearing myself. So, Jackie, anyways, yes, we put her on camera. I'm training her right now, and we're super excited to work with you. We're going to be making her a reporter in Atlanta because, you know, all the filming is in Atlanta. So Jackie's going to be bringing some power things, hopefully Tyler Perry. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, let's work on that. Let's get that going.
I agree. And I love Atlanta and I get all the film, and I can help you with some good film festivals and some great things over there for yourself. And also, we're going to be putting together some great things of opportunity for the other beauty queens that want to become reporters. And I'll be doing Skype interviews with them and Skype workshops with them to teach them to be a reporter. And
absolutely. I'm excited about that opportunity for the girls. I think it's going to open up a lot of different avenues for them to, even if they've not considered a career in journalism, if it's something they're interested in trying.
Right.
We might find, you know, the next Katie Couric. You never know.
That's true. And I've seen it happen with so many of the people that Paul Murray and I took aboard, and they were on America's Got Talent. They're on TV shows, and there's so much more. No, Peter, hold on the line, Jackie. There's another gal from California. Laura, is she on?
Laura's on.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Congratulations on your new title with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, Laura has also, and Jackie's on. She's a national pageant director. And just real quick, you have a platform. And I always tell women to have a platform, or the teens to have a platform. And Jackie, I'm going to go to you first. You have a platform for your pageant for your girls?
We do. We have a platform called The Crown Cares. It is an anti-bullying platform. And the Crown Cares is a program that the girls go into schools all across the country, and they share this platform, the program, with school children, teaching them how to be kind, teaching them how to identify a bully, what to do to stop it. And hopefully what we're trying to do is to end the cycle of bullying in America and make this a kinder place for everyone. So we have been partnering with them for over a year now, and I'm very excited about all the change that we have seen already in the different schools that the girls have gone out to.
That's awesome. Now, Laura, tell us about your title that we gave you and your platform.
My title is Mrs. California American Show Business Reporter, and my platform is bipolar disorder. And I would like to discuss my experience with bipolar disorder in order to try to lessen the stigma it has. I believe that it has often been represented, and it's far more complicated than it seems. I believe this could also be part of a larger national conversation in regard to various mental conditions and other, in our understanding of them.
That's interesting. You know, there's a lot of TV shows out there, and, you know, and you're a good person to be a spokesperson to educate more people about it, what to look out for, and so forth. And we're going to get more in depth in that, I think, on the next show. Would that be okay, Laura?
That would be absolutely fabulous.
Awesome. We're excited because I have so many people for you to interview in California, and we're so glad. I hope you're watching us on the live internet on tantalk1340.com. And I thank you, Laura, for calling in. And also, Jackie, we're going to have you next week at 7:30 when Keisha gets to interview you more in depth.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, ladies. That's the pageant world moment and positive pageantry that I bring aboard because I've been in the pageant world my whole life. And thank you, ladies, for calling in. Also, Peter, let's go to that Brian Gerdell real quick. We have 6 minutes left. And I don't know if y'all know. Do you ever watch Mike and Molly?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like Mike and Molly show?
I do.
Okay, so Brian Gerdell is the brother. He's been on the show. And one of my other reporters, Nicholas, went to interview him. And while he's pulling that up real quick, are we there? I got to tell you the story. Hold on.
Hey, everyone. We're here with Brian Gerdell, who, if you've watched Mike and Molly before, his brother, Billy, is actually one of the stars on there. And standing right behind us, well, not standing, but sitting, is their new pizzeria restaurant, Gerdell Bros Pizzeria. Now, we were here the first night that it was open.
Yes.
And wow, there was a lot of people here. I think you were a bit overwhelmed too. So how was the first night? How'd it go?
The first night was actually a lot more, I'd say blessed would be a good word, but the turnout was way more than we had originally anticipated.
Ah.
You know, you had mentioned that Bill was here during the show. We got a big semi coming by, folks. But Bill and also then Lou Mastillo. Hi, I'm Brian Gerdell. You're listening to Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Nicholas and Don Reese.
Hey everyone, we're here with Brian Gardell, who, if you've watched Mike and Molly before, his brother Billy is actually one of the stars on there, and standing right behind
him. Okay, so anyways, I'm giving you that little intro. I'm so excited because Brian has a pizza place in Orlando called GardellBrosPizza.com. So it's GardellBrosPizza.com. The number is 407-704-6867. The address is 13586 Village Park Drive, 310 in Orlando. So here's the scoop. So I told him the other day, I said, oh, I see your brother Billy's in town. And he's doing a meet and greet tomorrow and Friday. And he goes, I'll give Billy your phone number. I said, cool, okay, that's great. So I get this call. Now, I'm half asleep, you know, I have my me time. I'm at the pool, you know, just taking it easy. And I get this call, and I missed it, and it said, do you need a table reserved? And I went, I called back. I said, yes, please reserve a table Thursday at noon. Just long story short, and then I get this text, are you Dawn, the talk show host? And I went, yes, are you Brian? He goes, no, I'm Billy. So apparently he'd my number mixed up with somebody else. And I'm like, no, I definitely want to meet you and interview you because we love Mike and Molly. And of course, they're not on the air anymore. But, you know, especially Melissa McCarthy, I'm a huge fan of hers.
I love her so much. Me and my mom watch all of her movies.
I do too. And there's more coming out.
I know. I'm so excited. She does a lot of like clothing lines and everything. She's really out there now.
I agree. So anyway, that was just a little shout out to Brian and Billy that we're going to be there in Orlando tomorrow. And we're super excited about that. So cool. Anyway, so we have about 5 minutes left. Any last words that you'd like to say, both of you?
Tori? I just wanted to say I wanted to thank all of our friends and family that have supported us and done so much work, and what we call them, our band wives.
I love
so, it. And family. My mom's one of our biggest fans, your parents. It's just so great to be in music and have so many supportive people.
That sounds like a TV show, The Band Wives. The OC Wives.
It is. Yeah.
I see that right there. Whoa, who wants to produce that out there?
And trust me, it would make a heck of a show.
I can
promise you that. Because Tori's band wife, Bill, is he'd be the star for sure.
Well, you know, we like having minutes, and I always ask this question because you're happily married and people want to know in show business, what does it take to have a successful marriage and working relationship in show business? What is your secret?
Patience. I mean, in all seriousness, you know, there's everything pulls you. Life pulls you in different directions. And if you want to pursue something like music, it's just something on top of everything else, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, understanding, having somebody who understands your passion is really important. So they know what you really want to do and how important it is. And then to have the patience, because I'll tell you what, you know, my wife Debbie has been to every show we've probably ever played at. And, you know, I call her my Debbie prompter because when I used to forget words to some of the cover songs, I just looked down and she would mouth the words to me. So, but patience and I think understanding sort of that passion, having a real understanding that it's not just a hobby. It's not like, you know, no offense, but it's not like I'm just going to go play golf or something like that on the weekend. Right. It's something more than that.
Right. And now, do you do this full time yourself or do you do anything else?
No, we all...
That
if we only could, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we all have our own businesses. Tori is an accountant. She has a successful accounting practice that she owns and runs.
Well, let's give that plug because we have about a minute.
At Your Service Tax and Accounting with offices in Tarpon Springs and Clearwater, Florida. We've been in business for about 26 years, specialize in small businesses. I'm also a certified financial planner. We'll help you pay less in taxes and put it away for your retirement.
I love it. Okay, we're going to cut that commercial here. Ken, what else do you do?
So I have a company. We're called Fiduciary Partners. It's probably the most boring industry. We're a retirement plan consulting firm. So we help folks like Tech Data Corporation as a client of ours, and we just help them do what they're supposed to do to run their retirement plans correctly.
Interesting. And I'm going to come over in a second. You know, I just met. It was so funny. I went to Wells Fargo Bank over on, where is that? Okay, Gulf to Bay the other day. And this lady's sitting there, and she looks at me, and she goes, Arnold? Because that's my new married name. She goes, how do you know Bert? I said, I'm his wife. She goes, I'm Tony Baloney's sister.
Gosh.
It was so funny because I'm like, she goes like, who are you? And I'm like, his wife.
Yeah, worlds collide.
I know.
That's so funny.
So she would help me with our finances and planning and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wells Fargo. And so we want to thank a shout out to her. And also, Alexi, any last words you'd like to say?
I'll see if you want to give out your information.
Sure. Like I said, I'm Drigo. I have a website. It's www.iamdrigosteel.com. I do all sorts of things, from orchestrations for little iPhone games all the way to your next song or recording, anything like that. So I do a lot of teaching as well. So I teach over at the Melrose Center in Orlando. I'm one of the audio engineering instructors there.
Okay.
So really cool things. So what really the main thing I want to say is don't give up on your dream, because I never thought I'd be here.
That's right. You know, and also, too, is do you play guitar?
Yes, I do play guitar.
I can send you out for that Keith Urban guitar when it comes up at Randy Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I do acoustic. Yep. I do electric.
All right. Maybe you'll get that free guitar as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Waiting on the ages and everything, too. And so where are you headed off to next tonight? Are you heading over to Steve's over by Eddie's?
Yeah, we're probably going to go hang out, have some drinks, and sing some songs with Steve. And if you're not doing anything, come out to Eddie's and listen to Steve McNulty jam a little bit. And Tori and I will probably join him up on stage for a little bit of music.
I think we'll do that. We'll do some live footage over there with Facebook. I think that'd be really cool. Peter, thank you for so much today. And how did you like the show?
The show. It's always entertaining and always a challenge, if you will.
I know, Peter. I have him jumping like Peter the Rabbit back there. He's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But he's wonderful. He keeps up with me. And all the other shows, of course, are more, you know, calm. And, you know, and Jim Hsu, you didn't show up today. I don't know where you are, but we want to shout out to his Saturday show.
And also a shout out to Miss Yvonne.
Yes.
Miss you and Mr. Benny.
That's right. And
yes, it's at CCC, I believe it is the Coastal Concert Connection from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. So
you need to be on Jim's show, too.
Definitely tune in.
Oh, awesome. We'd love to.
For sure. And also,
thanks for having us, by the way. We really appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to keep you here for like longer. I didn't, you know, sometimes guests don't show up and there's a reason, and there we go. And you were here to be here. And I want to thank Susie. I hope you're feeling better out there. I feel, remember that show that used to have the bubble? And this is, I see Susie, and I see Brianna, and I see.
Romper room.
I hope you're feeling better, and you know we miss you as much. And anyways, we have 1 minute. Any other last words? HollywoodConnections.biz?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I'm super excited. Next Friday, I'll be going to Arkansas for a movie, and then this whole weekend, I'm going to be attending the Pop Impact Wrestling, so I'm super excited to get all excited about that. I'll be
I
doing
see
posters
that.
With my sister.
And you're going to see Bill Gardell tomorrow?
Hopefully, I have a doctor's appointment. If it doesn't run over, then yes.
Or Friday, he'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, we have 1 minute. Again, no, we're good, and we're out. Bye-bye,
everybody. Bye,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good night.